Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at King's Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at King's Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. King's Island is now open on weekends.
If you're looking for the perfect birthday gift to make your friends and family feel the love on their special day, check out 1-800-Flowers.com. 1-800-Flowers is your ultimate birthday gifting destination with thoughtful and artfully crafted options guaranteed to deliver the best smiles. Make every birthday brighter with gorgeous bouquets, gifts, and more. To get 15% off on your order, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/radio15. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/radio15 for 15% off.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Mama, what does the chicken say? Dog. Cat. Giraffe.
Really? Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Are you ready for this?
Sean Merriman, a one-hand back. Boom, boom, boom. Out go the lights.
This is Lights Out with Sean Merriman.
What's up, guys? We're back again with another Lights Out podcast with me, Sean Merriman. And yes, man, we got one of my Chargers on here today. Always good when I got the boys on. Kenneth Murray, man, one of the standout guys. Now, in my opinion, he's still a rookie, right? Still got one year and four games before you're not a rookie anymore. But he sure as hell is not playing like it. So enjoy watching him. I was happy that they drafted him, representing on the defense side of the ball, but he went back to number nine, K-9, as they call him, and they used to call him in college and high school. He was repping that number 56. We'll find out the reason for that, but he got one of the best players in that defense, Chargers defense, Kenneth Murray. Young fella.
What up?
What's up, dog?
Not much.
What's going on? Are you still at the facility?
Yeah, I'm still at the facility right now.
What those days look like doing OTAs now, man? Are they long, or you guys just come in and kind of watch film? And I've been out of it so long, man, and I know the rules have changed and what they can and can't do for the offseason. So what time do y'all have to be there? Is it 8 o'clock in the morning still, 8 or 9?
Yeah. It's a little bit different probably to what you're used to. But yeah, it's still 8 a.m. We go into meetings and then meetings to work out. Then we have like a little hour walkthrough. So, I mean, the vets, we pretty much done by 1 o'clock.
How crazy is that, man, to already call yourself a vet?
Because I know, man.
Yeah, like last year, it came by so, and I remember you coming in and you came in and you rook this, rook that, and now you walking in as a vet, man. Is it kind of flying by a little bit?
Yeah, man, it definitely is a little bit. That first year definitely just flew by real fast, and really this offseason has kind of flown by as well. So it's definitely, you know, just I keep harping on myself just to enjoy it because, you know, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. So I'm enjoying it.
What's different now? You know what I'm saying? Like when I came in the first, when you come in the first year and you walk in the locker room and I'm sure you're seeing Bosa and, you know, all these dudes kind of been around for years. And now you coming in, man, how is it different walking into the locker room now in that second year?
Man, it's completely different because, I mean, I just feel like last year, especially with COVID, like everything was just so like rushed and just such a different feeling. I mean, obviously, you know, you being a rookie in the NFL, everybody has that rookie vibe to them. And, you know, now that I've been around for a year and I'm able to know the ins and outs of the game and stuff like that, you know, I'm just, you know, just trying to do everything faster, trying to play faster, trying to go out there, you know, be a better leader, be more vocal, different stuff like that. So I'm excited. I'm excited about our future. I think we headed in the right direction.
Do you feel more comfortable being, like, vocal now? Because you coming in, you know, when you're a rookie, you always and I don't know if you felt the same way, but I was like, okay, I want to talk more. I want to break down the huddle. And I did end up doing it, but I remember the first time that I really kind of took that step, man. I was like, you know, people, are they still going to look at me as a rookie or is it cool now?
Yeah, for me, I feel like mine was like kind of like a process that went throughout the entire season. Like the beginning of the season, I was like kind of just not really hesitant because like I've always been that guy to be that leader. But, you know, since I had the kind of, especially on defense, I had the mic in my head, I pretty much was already talking to everybody. But, you know, as the season went on, I became become more comfortable. Then, I mean, at the end of the season, it was just like a normal thing. So I was breaking down the entire team, like not just the defense. So, you know, just trying to be that person, trying to be that great example. I think that's where it starts, doing it by action first. And I think that's where you earn the respect of your peers.
You know, low key, you still a rookie though, because you got the four games.
Chill.
You know you got the four games.
Yo.
You got the 1 year four games. So I'm not letting you off that rookie hook yet. You still got four games, dog. I know they had to bring it up to you already. Somebody said something to you about it.
I've been waiting on that because it was funny because like when I first got here last year, we had some second year players who was like, yeah, like a vet. I'm a vet now, and we had like an old vet. It was Pounce, and he looked at him. He was like, "Yeah, you still a rookie. You ain't played a game in your second year yet." So I'm like, "Yo, this is crazy." So like, it's funny that you say that.
I know because the old guys, they can't wait to remind you. You know what I'm saying? Because you walk in there feeling good your second year. You got a good year under your belt, and then now like that old head gotta say something. The old head always gotta say something to remind you. You ain't no vet yet.
Yep.
That's funny. It was Pouncey though. What how has it been, man? Have you got a chance to spend more time with the new coach yet?
Yeah, it's been a process. Just been going throughout the offseason, and we've been in contact, and I know everybody's just been working through it. And now that we're here, the OTAs, we're kind of out, just moving around, working together. It's kind of a unit now, so that's been really, really good for us. You know, just to get the playbook and take the playbook from Zoom meetings to actually acting it out and doing stuff on the field. So that's been good for us. I'm excited about, the coach. I'm excited about the defense, really, that we're running out because I just feel like it just plays so much to our strengths and what we do best.
See, Coach Staley, he called me tonight when they brought him in, and we talked on the phone. He was in the car. We talked on the phone for 20 minutes. And to be honest, you know, like selfishly, just being a former defensive guy, they're still supporting the team and supporting you guys. And being able to talk all my shit on social media too behind it, I was like happy that they brought in a defensive head coach. You know what I mean? Because for me personally, the mentality, and it's nothing against nothing against y'all last coach. He was a great dude. I got a chance to talk to him and stuff like that, and be around him a little bit. But Have you noticed a difference in practice, the intensity, and the way they run things now? Now that you got a defensive-minded head coach in there.
Well, I think for us, it's just really just seeing, like, for him, like how he just operates and puts the pieces in place to just put us in the best position. I think that's really just the biggest thing, because I feel like, especially on defensive side of the ball, we got dogs, and we like some dogs on the leash. And so we just waiting to just be cut out.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Ain't loose, so I feel like he putting us in a position to just come off the leash and just go do what we naturally do best. So I think that's really where that intensity is going to come from. It's eventually when we get them passed on, because now you got the dogs just out there hunting instead of the dogs, you know, just chilling in the doghouse.
I know, so I played for, obviously, Martin Schottenheim when I came in, the North Turner, and they're two great coaches, just different styles. And whenever the defense, whenever we were kicking the offense ass, like it was a bad practice.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like it was a bad practice. Really, but they, when they were lighting us up, all great, great. Yeah, way to go, guys. Way to go. You know, everybody patted each other on the back. It was a great day.
Yeah.
And so you notice the difference in the mentality, you know, from the defensive coach and the offensive coach. I mean, it's going to be ran a lot different.
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, it's really how it go. The offense, you know, they, when they had a good day, they feel like price is good. But, I mean, for us, man, we just trying to ball. We just trying to run around and hit. So,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Calling all partners. Losing weight is better together with Nutrisystem's Partner Plan. In fact, people who diet together lose 20% more weight than dieting on their own. Get new premium meals with up to 30 grams of protein. They're big and filling and taste delicious. Plus, try our new restaurant faves that taste like your favorite restaurant, portioned with half the calories. Don't wait. You could win big cash during Nutrisystem's Better Together Partner Plan 100K giveaway. And maybe win the grand prize of $25,000. Just go to Nutrisystem.com/thin right now and get 50% off plus an extra $50 off your first month. You heard me right. Go to Nutrisystem.com/thin right now and get 50% off plus an extra $50 off. Don't wait. This partner plan offer will not last long. Just go to Nutrisystem.com/thin right now and get 50% off plus an extra $50 off. Go to Nutrisystem.com/thin.
See website for details on our 2-month subscription offer. No purchase necessary. Open only to U.S. residents over 21. Void where prohibited. Runs December 25 through April 4th, 2022. For official rules, visit Nutrisystem.com. Sponsored by Nutrisystem, Inc.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council. Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Who you met? Now, I know y'all got a tight squad on defense, but who you go back and forth with the most? Because I seen you and Derwin going, like, talking, you know, messing around and stuff like that. Like, who cracking the most jokes from each other you go back and forth with?
Man, right now it's DJ, man. Man, me and DJ been going there, man. My face, it was really just all the linebackers and the DBs kind of. Because we've been beefing with them because they think they're faster than us. So we keep trying to let them know that we make that 4x1 team, you know, we taking that dub. So that's really what's been the big beef. But, I mean, DJ is definitely like the joke show out of all of us, always just trying to, you know, lighten up the mood and always just trying to, you know, have fun. But, you know, when business is business, you know, we're strictly business.
No, for sure, man. He's looking good. He's looking healthy and all that too. I mean,
I've seen the workout video. Real healthy, man. He said he's feeling, you know, strong and stuff. So I'm excited to have him back. Excited to actually get on the field. Because, I mean, like I said, we didn't even get a chance to really play together last year. So I'm excited to just, you know, have another dog back there.
Bro, so let me ask you, what's going back to number 9, man? What happened?
Man.
Like, I'm gonna keep it 100 because when you came in,
right,
and you got 56, I wore 56 because of Lawrence Taylor and LeVar Arrington,
right.
And even outside of me, really, you got to be a dog to wear 50. In my opinion,
absolutely.
You got to be a dog to wear 56.
Absolutely,
because if you look around, I'm talking about Derek Johnson from Kansas City, or if you start looking at just the dogs over the last 10, 15, 20 years, every number 50, just about every number 56 was a dog.
Right.
And then, so when guys came in, and I don't want to throw salt, but when they got 56, I'm like, yo, really? I was sitting back like, really, you going to put that on?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, of course, I'm not going to hate from a distance, but when you got 56, I was like, okay, I'm good. Because he going to represent. So why go back to 9 now?
Yeah, man, for me, man, 56 was like, man, like, because you wore it and like you said, like dogs with that number. So, like, for me, it meant something to me to be able to wear that number and be able to go out there and just put on for that number. But I think the significance for 9 for me, man, was just, like, you know, when I got to college, like, 9 really, like, chose me. Like, when I got to college, it was, like, I went to the equipment room. I just told him, like, yo, I want a single-digit number. And it wasn't on some, like, oh, like, give me number 9 or give me number 2, because I wore 2 in high school. And then they came back probably about a week later and were like, yo, like, you're going to be number 9. And so, you know, once I figured out I was 9, I was like, all right, bet. Like, at least I'm a single digit. Like, I really don't care. 9 is a dope number. And so we were going through our, like, the spring practice, and I was like an early enrollee. So, like, I really was supposed to be in high school when we were going through spring practice. And so, like, the couple, like, I think it was like the second scrimmage of spring practice, like, I was making dumb plays. And I ended up getting, like, I was playing outside backer, and when they moved me to inside backer for the first time, because they were like, oh, he making plays. And one of my teammates came up to me like, yo, like you play like a dog, man. We're going to start calling you K-9. So then when the nickname came, it was like, oh, so then after that, like, I was like, it's pretty dope. So now I started making plays on game day, and then, like, it just literally, like, became like a household name in Norman. So, like, everybody in Oklahoma, everybody pretty much knows me by K-9. So when I heard I could get the opportunity to get that back, I was like, man, I got to make that move, because I just felt like it chose me. So I got to go back to it.
Man, that's dope, dude. You got to make sure you trademark that, copyright it, do all
that's
that.
That's what I'm in the process of doing it all right now.
Yeah.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Yeah, make sure you do that, man, and brand yourself, and you know you're gonna have a great career. Let me ask you though too, because I see you always talking about, you know, cars, and I knew you said that you had like a love for it. So let me tell you, when I first got drafted, my first car I bought was a G500,
yep.
Mercedes truck. I got that car because LeVar Arrington. LeVar yep. Arrington pulled up at my high school on the grass during the game in the field, and what did G500. So I said, you know what? As soon as I get some money, I'm getting that. That was the first car. The second car I got was because of Allen Iverson. So Allen Iverson from my area in Virginia. And I used to see Allen Iverson when he leave the clubs, he would always have two back-to-back Phantoms parked out front. So like I said, so every time you went past a restaurant or a club or whatever, you saw Allen Iverson.
Right.
The two Phantoms parked outside. I was like, I'm tapping my boy and say, yo, I gotta get one. So that's why I got the cars that I got, man. What really got you into the cars and stuff like that, you know, like you are now?
Yeah, man, for me, like I was always like a Hot Wheels kid growing up. Like I was into that. But what really like stuck out to me is like I've always been like a go-getter. Like I'm always somebody that's just gonna go get what I want. And you know, for me, I ain't get my first car until I was like 19, damn near 20, because like just all the sacrifices I had to make to play ball, I couldn't really go take time to go, you know, take a driver's test, or even my parents at the time, they couldn't even afford to get me a car. So, you know, that was like kind of like taking a toll on me, especially once I got to college, because like I said, like I was a go-getter, like I always wanted to go, whether it was work out or do whatever. And I was always having to constantly ask people for rides, and like, I just hated it. Like, I was like, yo, like, I always got to constantly, like, depend on somebody else to do. So I was like, man, whenever I get to the league and do my thing, like this ain't going to ever be, like something that I worry about again. Like, I'm going to drive whatever I want. And so, for me, like, I just, like, that's what got me in the car. Then I just slowly started to just kind of just have, like, a secret love for, like, motorsports. And just like all the races around the world, you know, between Formula One and different things like that. So, I mean, that's why both my cars are like track cars. Like to me, like outside of football, like that's my deal. Like, I just like, you know, how the motorsport world is and stuff like that. So, you know, I mean, I'm kind of just a car enthusiast. But I mean, for me, it just gives me joy, man. Like, it's just something that I can do outside of ball that kind of gives me something productive to do and something that I enjoy to do other than football.
Have you taken any of your cars to the track yet?
Yeah, no, I've actually tracked one of my cars. Well, I didn't track. It wasn't actually my car I tracked, but I went to the Porsche Driving Experience here in L.A. And like that was kind of like my determining factor on whether I was going to buy the Porsche I have right now. So I did that, and like the whole day they let me just take it on the track and do whatever. And I just fell in love with it. So I was like, I gotta do it.
If you're looking for the perfect birthday gift to make your friends and family feel the love on their special day, check out 1-800-Flowers.com. 1-800-Flowers is your ultimate birthday gifting destination, with thoughtful and artfully crafted options guaranteed to deliver the best smiles. Make every birthday brighter with gorgeous bouquets, gifts, and more. To get 15% off on your order, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/radio15. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/radio15 for 15% off.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
See, so what we got to do is go to the Irwindale. So Irwindale got a track. It's a short track.
Okay.
But we can go out and take the cars out there because, you know, I have a car on the K&N series in NASCAR.
Okay.
And my driver at the time, Jesse Awuji. So I started getting into NASCAR like back in 2007, 2008.
Okay.
So I would sometime go to the track, short track. I don't care if it was in Idaho, the Idaho 208. I go up in the Meridian up in Seattle. So sometime I go up there and race those, man. So, but the closest one I think to you is Irwindale. So I'm gonna set that up, man.
Yeah,
during the all season before you go. Let's go hit up Irwindale and go tear it up. And then I'm gonna take you to the dirt tracks.
Yeah.
See, now we go
with
to
that,
dirt
I'm
tracks.
With that too.
Done, man. We got a lot. So what you got planned, man, for the upcoming season, man? How do you see the first time the fans are gonna be there? In that crazy looking stadium, I know it's gonna be insane. What you see for this team coming up this year?
Man, to be honest, like, I think we, like a lot of people, underestimating us right now. I think we got all the pieces that we need to be successful. So I think really it's just gonna boil down to us and just going out there and executing. But I think, like I said, we got every piece that we need, and I think we got the coaching staff with the mindset that's gonna get us to that point. So I'm excited, man, especially, you know, from a defensive standpoint. I feel like, you know, the scheme is just fitting everything to our strength. It fits me to my strength. It's going to allow me to just go out there and fly around. And, you know, that's what I want to do. Like, the first day my coach asked me, like, yo, like, what position you want to play? I'm like, man, coach, like, just put me somewhere I can fly around. Like that's all I want. Just let me fly around and just go out there and make plays. Like that's what I see from us, just going out there balling week in and week out, and just going out there and being a winning franchise. I mean, last couple of years, it ain't really been what we wanted to be. And I think it's just setting that standard, letting everybody know this is the standard, and that's what we're going to have to abide by.
And you think Herbie can take y'all there, man, Justin Herbert. He's that guy.
100%. Like, that's my dog, man. He a dog. You know, he be slinging that thing back there. So, you know, they going to do their thing on offense. And we for sure gonna do our thing on defense. So,
how's his personality with the defense? Let me ask. How's this,
man,
like? Is he?
He a dog for sure. Like,
is he?
Yeah, he quiet. But if you talk to him, like, let's say you make a play. I mean, one time it was during the season, and one of our teammates, he was safety, I think Jaleel, and he had made a play, and you know he was talking mad. Jaleel always talking, so he was talking mad stuff. And he was like doing his hands. He was like, oh, like, blah, 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 yeah. And so then, like two plays later, Herbie put a dime on him. And like Herbie just runs out of the huddle and like right up to his face. Like, ugh. So it was like,
oh,
yeah,
no,
that,
he didn't.
After that, I was like, we looked at everybody looking around, like, yeah, we got us a dog. Like, he a dog. So, you know, he not really like the most talkative dude, but like, that's just his personality. But for sure, like he a dog. So, you know, I love Herbie. I definitely think, you know, he's going to be one of the greats. And I'm just proud to be on the same team with him. I'm trying to go out there and ball on his defense so that way we can just go out there and win a Super Bowl.
Dope, man. Last thing. Tell me about your YouTube channel you got going. Because I check it out sometime.
Yeah. So I got a YouTube channel with me and my girl, you know, which is kind of something that we just do in the offseason. And throughout the season, we're going to try to get some more content throughout the season, too, just to give, like, that aspect as well. But it's just kind of just a lifestyle video, just kind of get a behind the scenes of what it's like to be in the NFL and different things you do throughout the offseason. So, you know, just excited about that, excited about, you know, that growing and being up and coming. So, yeah, it's definitely something that we're working. So, y'all out there watching, go ahead and subscribe to the channel. It's called the Murray's. I forgot what it's called, but we about to change the name to K9 and Val.
I think it's Murray's Family or something like
that. Yeah,
Murray's.
Something like that. But we about to change it to K9 and Val because I just got my nickname back. So I get to go back to you know, being me. So that's what it's going to be.
My dog, man, I'm looking forward to seeing that nine fly around, man. I'll be out there this year cheering y'all on, man. You know, keep flying around, man, representing, you know, me personally. I was happy as hell when they drafted you, and just the opportunity they got now with you being and taking that whole defense. And like I said, man, we talked over DM, and, you know, when I hit you up, be local as you vocal as you can, man, because they need that, you know. They got some dogs in that defense, but there's nothing wrong with having a vocal one, man. So good luck this year. Stay healthy. I know you're going to ball out, man. We're going to have some fun this year.
Yes, sir. I appreciate that.
All right, my dog.
All right. See you later.
Appreciate you coming on. All right.
No problem.
Thanks, guys, for listening to another Lights Out podcast. Me, Sean Merriman. And that was cool, man. Really, really smart dude. And he loved the game of football and just wanted to play. It's going to be fun watching what Coach Staley do with that the Chargers defense this year. I got a chance to speak with him on the phone, and I hear the enthusiasm. Joey Bosa, Derwin is back, and can't wait to watch those guys get busy this year. So anyway, thank you guys for listening to another Lights Out podcast. Me, Sean Merriman. Please keep subscribing, keep leaving those great reviews, and I try to respond to them as much as I can, but you know, let me know. Make sure you guys post them in the podcast. I'll repost some of the video that you guys post from here and the clips you guys like. And we'll be back with another one next week.
If you're looking for the perfect birthday gift to make your friends and family feel the love on their special day, check out 1-800-Flowers.com. 1-800-Flowers is your ultimate birthday gifting destination, with thoughtful and artfully crafted options guaranteed to deliver the best smiles. Make every birthday brighter with gorgeous bouquets, gifts, and more. To get 15% off on your order, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/radio15. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/radio15 for 15% off.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them, with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The, I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. Kings Island is now open on weekends.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.